How much longer, Ryan?
Ryan was just outside the broken door to the big tower, his head tilted to one side, straining to listen.
I'm sure I heard dogs far off. Wonder if the gang's still out there. Maybe hunting Traitor. Could be he's wounded.
Wouldn't want to be the one bent down to cut his throat. Even a dying Traitor would bite your face off and spit it in the dirt.
Ryan turned back.
Just a touch of light from the east. If we're gonna meet up with Abe, then we should move on. What was that?
What?
Both of them stood together with guns ready, staring into the blackness that lurked down the steep hill from their hiding place.
Someone coming.
JB was so close that their shoulders brushed.
Walking crooked.
Traitor?
We'll know soon enough.
Yo! Inside! Anyone there?
Yeah. We're both here, Traitor. You need a hand?
Need a couple of fresh legs, Ryan. Maybe a new set of lungs. And I admit, between you and me, that the old dick isn't quite as good as it used to be.
They went toward the voice, each putting an arm around Traitor, helping him into the shelter. Ryan felt a passing shock at how frail the old man seemed, more like a bundle of dried branches held together with whipcord.
Got a knife in the ribs, but it went shallow and long. Nothing serious touched. Bled some. Burns like fire. Another of the stoops missed me point blank with a Kentucky musket. The flash blinded me, and the fuckhead broke the butt across my left thigh. Near broke my leg. And I fell in a bastard ditch and swallowed 5 gallons of gnat piss.
Apart from that, Mrs. Lincoln, what did you think of the play?
But Traitor didn't laugh at Ryan's use of one of Doc's favorite jokes, preoccupied with his wounds and exhaustion.
Go outside, JB, and see if I was followed. I heard dogs. I reckon they might be trailing me. Hope to pick us all up at once.
The armorer eased himself through the gap in the shattered door. Ryan knelt by Traitor.
You got your blaster?
Of course. Nearly right out of ammo for it, though. Your Sig Sauer fires 9mm rounds, don't it, Ryan? Pass me some spares.
Yeah, I got a full mag and about half a dozen more. Won't last long. JB's got a few rounds for the M4000. Not the best of blasters to use in a siege situation.
No nines?
Nope. Plenty up with Abe.
Then we best get back to the camp.
Could be that Abe's on his way.
As JB came back inside the tower, he overheard the last part of the conversation.
Hope so, because we got company coming.
JB watched the approach of the posse from an upper window.
Should have brought the Uzi.
And the Steyr rifle. Anything to hold him off.
Traitor sat on the floor, holding the gash in his ribs. They'd bandaged it with strips of rag, but he'd lost a significant amount of blood, and it was obviously hurting him. The twisted ankle had become stiffer and more painful, so that he could hardly hobble. He looked up at his two colleagues.
Man weeps over spilled milk, gets blinded by the tears.
No time for that shit. We can't hold him off for long, even if you have all the bullets for the Armalite. Unless they're triple stoop, they'll hear the noise and know we're down to one blaster.
Give them a shock for a while with the scatter gun if they break in.
It still means too many.
Easy.
Traitor didn't look at either of them.
Easy.
How's that? Make it quick. We don't have a lot of time before we need to slow them down.
Sure, Ryan. Anything you say. You and JB grease it. Take the scatter gun and your Sig Sauer with some emergency rounds. I stay here with the Armalite and the rest of the ammo. I give you my word, I'll slow them some. Give you good time to break clear away.
No. Don't know what Ryan thinks, but I'm telling you that's my answer.
It's the only way, brothers.
Traitor pulled himself upright, limping heavily toward the doorway.
No time to argue.
It's tempting, Traitor, but I didn't travel halfway across the Deathlands to meet up with you again, just so I could leave you behind while I turn and run.
You always had a soft, weak streak, Ryan. You too, JB. Soft. Little girly soft. Both of you.
Shut up and start using that Armalite. And make them count.